2020 is from the Director of Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services Division of the Department of Administrative Services. Submitting the second informational report regarding the progress of request for proposals on the architectural design service for the new mental health facilities. This went to the Committee on Transportation and Health and Human Needs. TPW did not schedule it, and Health and Human Needs laid it over to the call of the chair on a vote of 7-0.
Mr. High, how are you?
Mr. Chair, very, very, very good this afternoon. Thank you.
You could have been here. You could have been up here a little bit earlier. Okay. Would you like to summarize what's in front of us, Mr. High?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. My name is Greg High. I'm the Director of Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services, a part of DAS Facilities Management. The report that's before you is the second informational report regarding the progress of an RFP, which is a request for proposal for architectural design services for a new mental health facility. The reason I'm here is that in September 2011, the County Board passed a resolution endorsing a plan submitted by the Behavioral Health Facility Study Committee, which directed the Director of the Department of Administrative Services to return to the Committee on Health and Human Needs and the Committee on Finance and Audit in March, the County Board cycle, to report on the results of this request for proposal. Since the March meeting, there's relatively little that has occurred. What we have completed is the quality-based selection of a design firm that would do planning and design for a new mental health facility. There were of six consultant proposals that we received, three were deemed worthy of an interview, if you want to put it that way. They were interviewed. The three firms were interviewed on April 10th, and in the request for proposal panel made a final recommendation to myself. Since the consultant contract award and all subsequent scheduled activities are contingent on County Board approval and the release of funding, we decided to stop the process right there in a quality-based selection process, which is not a bid. We pick the most qualified firm, and then the steps after that are typically review of the scope of work and negotiation of fee. And since we aren't planning on moving ahead with that, we just stopped it where it is. And at such time as the County Board allows us to move ahead, we will do that. There is a timeline there that would give you some idea of what you know, the planning and design and construction of a new behavioral health facility would be. And I guess at this point I could take any questions, but we will await further direction from the County Board on this.
Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I heard Supervisor West talk about this a little bit during the chairing of Health and Human Services, and I understand that I think the call to the chair is necessary till we find out more. But I do want to say that, I mean, we had a large committee on this. We worked a lot in August last year. Supervisor Sanfilippo was the chair, and Supervisor West was on it, Supervisor Bruin, Chairwoman Dimitrievich was on it, and myself. And we understand the need to, we've downsized a lot already, and I think certainly, I think you would understand that we're not looking at anywhere near the complex that we have presently now. So the costs of this, I think, have been, you know, really exaggerated. I think we want to be practical and not build something that isn't going to be used. We're talking about a more modern facility. We're talking about something that's greatly downsized. And I guess I'm curious to find out. I don't know if anybody. I guess I would defer to Supervisor West on this. If you go to the mental health task force that the committee's on this afternoon, one of the major issues they have is downsizing. Paula Lucy. Is really really on top of the situation out there, and you know I think we want to keep. I don't want to say pressuring, but I do want to say that this is an issue that needs to keep going forward. We ask for timely reports in that committee, okay? And we realize this is a large issue. We realize this is an issue that's been put on bookshelves for 20 years. Supervisor De Bruin talked about that this was an issue that 20 years ago when she was on the board at the beginning, roughly that. We had a big study on this, and then it just goes on the wayside. Well, I certainly don't think with our present makeup that that's going to be the situation. So while I understand that we have to, you know, take some more time on this, I'm going to be one person that's going to continue to ask that we get some answers on this. And I know we gave pretty much carte blanche in that committee for supervisors here to go ahead and get these private relationships that are necessary to run a system. There's no system in the entire country, we found out, that takes as much time, has as many patients, does as many things as Milwaukee County in the mental health area. It's absolutely incredible. It's kind of a credit to us because we certainly need to take care of these people, and there's always going to be, unfortunately, people with these severe problems that we will have a responsibility for. To say that mental health is going to go away is naive. I am a very strong supporter on keeping mental health in the area. I don't think mental health should be shunted off to the side, as it were, or somewhere else. I think it should be part of the mental health complex that we do have on the county grounds, an award-winning one, nationally renowned, okay, with Children's and Medical Complex, et cetera. I guess I would have some trust in Supervisor West and our follow-up to push Supervisor, if I can kind of corner you a little bit, to make sure these reports are coming in and what you feel is the kind of the status here in getting those reports back that we asked about and that committee we spent a lot of time on last August in trying to move this process along. So I'll leave my comments there. Thank you. If she would like to, I'd appreciate it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think even since the last time we met as a facilities committee, that we've made significant progress. So as part of the 2011 budget, we authored a resolution that asked for the downsizing of Hilltop. Hilltop is currently a 66 unit department out at BHD. So we've now finished the assessment of all of those of all of our neighbors out there. And it's a one-third, one-third, one-third split. So we have one-third of consumers who will be able to, we will be able to move into the community and work with the relocation team, and we believe that they will be 100% successful on their own. We have one-third of those consumers who require a little bit more significant services be in place, but we still believe that they could be successful in the community with those services. The last one-third are people that will live with us out at Hilltop probably for the rest of their lives. You know, right there you have 48 people that we are working very diligently to go ahead and to try to work with our subcontractors and actually put out an RFI to find out, you know, who in the community are we not using? Who do we have that maybe provides a service that we don't know about that could assist these individuals and make them and help them to get antiquated in the community and be successful? The relocation team is something that we're also in the process of building, and that's going to be crucial. The other thing is that within the last time we met as the facilities committee, we've had private hospitals step up and start doing, they have an intensive care unit now, which is something that we did not see before. So there's, you know, there will be less strain, if you will, on BHD in that regard. The last thing is that Milwaukee County is just rocking it when it comes to housing and housing for people with mental illness and assisted living facilities and a step beyond assisted living facilities. And really the issue is more of changing the culture of Milwaukee County when it comes to dealing with people with mental illness than it really is actually going ahead and taking that step and moving individuals into the community. And so right now we're in the process really of, as a redesign task force, building those resources in the community so that we get to the point where your first step when you have a loved one with developmental disability or a mental health issue is not immediately they need to be in a facility but more so what can we do in the community to keep these individuals in the community. And there is a lot of different research that's been done that shows that, you know, people who are in the community thrive versus, you know, keeping them in a facility. And so I think we've made significant progress. I think that progress will continue. The redesign task force has a lot of energy. We're really looking at a lot of different things. We did do the symposium. We got a lot of very good ideas there. We also got a lot of new partners on board with that. And so we just continue to move forward. We also had a resolution in front of us yesterday that had to do with the 5-year plan to end sexual abuse and sexual assault in Wisconsin. And so now we've added that component to the redesign committee. So we'll now have members who are able to address that. So we just keep building and growing, and we're always looking for more diversity. That would be awesome. But I really think that we've made significant progress. So, and we will continue to report almost every month. We have something from the redesign committee or some type of resolution that's come out of the redesign committee. And so I think we're definitely not sitting on our hands. Thank you.
My quick follow-up, thank you. And I want to, because I know it's majorly involved in your committee and you've spent a lot of time on it, but it's, some of us do have real interest in county grounds issues. I'm always interested in, of course, in the half of life. But I guess the point is to make sure we're interfacing with Mr. High's office so he gets information when we're looking at the parameters. So when you're talking to people, you're not, you know, you're really getting a really more solid idea, because Mr. Hershoff is one who does so much, and we rely on him for it in the capital areas, and, you know, his staff, you know, making suggestions of how much these things are going to cost. He has models. They do have some expertise that he shared very well with us over the years. My last question, Ms. Collins, does she go to those mental health?
Yes,
yeah.
Ms. Collins
and I
is there.
Yeah.
Mr. Hare is there.
Yeah, okay. And I guess just to
the gang's
us,
all there.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I can ask more. I could go to that if I can try more too. But just the whole board should really, this is such a major issue. The whole board should be on top of this and get this information when you know, on your reports as you go through. And I'll ask Ms. Collins on that, or maybe you can just relay it for me. So thank you again.
14 years is about half your life. Maybe you should have a comic balance division.
I hope to have a statuette out there in the pauper cemetery, probably. And
yeah. Mr. High, you spoke of a quality-based, and I didn't get the last word, process, as not that it's not a bid. What was that third word, quality-based?
It's a quality-based selection, Chairman.
Selection process. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. A couple things. First of all, I want Supervisor Schmidt to know that during that little break we had kind of between April and May there, I actually made it a point to get out to the behavioral health, and I really wanted to see Hilltop.
Yeah.
I've been out there many times, but I really wanted to understand how that's set up and what we're using. And actually, we're using about half of that facility. A good half of that facility is either completely shut down or it's being leased out.
Yeah.
So this is, I agree, this is a topic we need to continue, but also during my break, I made a point to meet with the folks from Aurora. You may not know this, but the surrounding counties, and many of you do know this, I don't know, the surrounding counties pretty much, first of all, they don't have their own mental health hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
They pretty much contract their services with Aurora, who has the whole Dewey Center, which is also, I think, in your district.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Aurora and our own mental health hospital work very closely together. They know intimately each other's plans and their approach to things. And, of course, we'll see what the Supreme Court does with the whole, you know, healthcare redesign, because
yeah,
that's got some impact here. So I think it's good that we're going to lay this over. There's a lot of balls in the air, but
mm-hmm,
I really believe if we are going to build a new mental health hospital, we need to be talking to our regional partners again, because Milwaukee County is getting well past the time when it can continue to afford to run a separate mental health hospital When we're the only county in the state that does it ourselves, there are two state facilities statewide that all the other counties, you know, send folks to, and this is really starting to get beyond our capacity to continue to pay for it. But on a separate, more specific note, Mr. High, do you know if the facilities redesign plan, which I personally sponsored a resolution to put $450,000 in the budget this year to review facilities. Do you know if the mental health hospital, and I met, by the way, with Julie Esch this week. I'm going to be careful now because I get very irritated. Julie Esch was working on the facilities redesign piece, then was told she could not talk to me. And I have been critical, and I didn't say too much when Mr. Farley was up, but I think he bears responsibility. We've dropped the ball on the facilities redesign piece. We're not going to have it in time for budget now. I've been critical. And I would like to know if this particular facility is on the list of, as I understand, 26 buildings now are going to be looked at in that facilities redesign piece. Do you know if this is one of the facilities? Is a long way of asking you a simple question.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, to my knowledge, that list is still being looked at and reviewed. Initially, I believe those buildings were on the list.
Okay, that was my understanding as well. And that's another piece we need to wait for before we ultimately make the decision. But I'm very critical because now Julie Esch is, in fact, back on it, and all of a sudden she can talk to me. And, you know, when we're trying to get things done here and we don't have the third floor working with us on it, it gets very frustrating, and we're not going to have this information timely for budget. So people want to know why, you know, we don't always confirm people for jobs. That would have been one of my comments this morning, and I was trying to be cautious, but thank you. I agree with the action that's been taken on this, but we have a lot of decisions to make, and I want to make sure we've got the whole picture in front of us. Thank you.
This is an informational item. Thank you very much for your time. Item number 29.